Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Come on, church, let's give God some praise. Amen. Let's glorify the Lord our God. Amen. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. How many are so glad to be on today? Amen. We thank God for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be glad. And we come on in, church. Enter in right now to receive from our Heavenly Father like never before. Come on, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and our Savior, we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your truth, O Lord. We come, O God, thanking you, O God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. O Heavenly Father, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, O God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this day, O Lord. We thank you, O God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. O Lord, we bless your holy name. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us right now to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer, that we will pray prayers that will bring healing, deliverance, peace, joy, happiness, hallelujah, prosperity, amen, provisions for our lives and those in our family in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come to you with praise and with hallelujah, with thanksgiving in our heart, O God. We come to you in humility and fear and in trembling, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come to you, hallelujah, in gratitude and in love and through the precious blood of your dear Son. Hallelujah, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to your word in 1 John 1 and 9, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So right now, hallelujah, Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now and we receive by faith forgiveness of and cleansing from all unrighteousness, not wrinkle and blemish free, totally blameless from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, up at the intrinsic and quantum level, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we come surrendering all over to you right now. We come casting out our cares and fears and burdens down right now. And we pick up the peace that you give us, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh Lord, help us on today, oh God, to walk according to your call for our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name that you will open up the channels of our spirit right now so that we can receive from you great and mighty miracles of healing, miracles only of being delivered and set free. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, not just for ourselves, but those in our family and all that came to receive on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmity, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way down or in the future. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we claim right now victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, hexes, enchantments, witchcraft, prayers, psychic prayers, or spells. Hallelujah, we thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places, according to Ephesians 16 through 12. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we claim our victory and faith right now You are salvation, hallelujah, and his shed blood of all these things right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare according to Joel 22, verse 27 to 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your shed blood, huh? Thank you for the blood that you shed on Calvary, the blood that reaches to the highest and flows to the lowest valley in our lives. We just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that we're washed and cleansed by the blood, made new by the blood, amen? Redeemed by the blood, hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now. Purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts, O Lord. Lord, set us free from every evil spirit that's trying to program negative thoughts into our minds. Lord, set us free right now, hallelujah, from every evil spirit trying to restrict and cap our life by our thoughts and our mindset. Lord, please remove every negative mindset from your children. Every negative seed that's been planted by the enemy, whenever and however it was planted. Lord, I pray that you will break down every barrier, every way that the devil has set up because of situations that the devil calls to happen in the life of your children. Amen. Oh, Lord, let us be sexually completed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let there be total deliverance right now from past mindsets, from limitations, from barriers being set in our mind, and any physical barriers being sickness. Hallelujah. Or any physical barriers around us right now. We thank you right now by faith that these barriers are coming down, and we are making progress in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that those barriers are coming down and we are making progress, amen. We thank you, Lord God, for total deliverance right now. Lord, remove every barrier that any evil spirit is causing us not to be able to progress in goodness. Lord, set us free completely, Lord God. Remove every barrier that you did not set up, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let us receive a miracle, hallelujah, from you, Father God, a miracle of freedom, a miracle of being set free, hallelujah, and the power, hallelujah, and the strength found in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us and in our children, oh, God. Lord, we pray for the protection of our family members and loved ones, oh, God. Lord, we pray right now in Jesus' name that you have kept your warring angels around us and protect us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. Lord, we can't thank you enough, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Oh, God. What is that we can give? Hallelujah. There's nothing that we can give in comparison to what you have given us, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you. Well, you sent your only begotten Son to save us. Oh, that he came and he died for us. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your name, God. Oh, Lord, we come at you, oh, God, to receive by faith the restoration, oh, God. Oh, Lord, restore your children, oh, God. Restore every, hallelujah, organ in our body. Restore us to good health, oh, God. Restore us to strength, oh, God. Restore every relationship, oh, God, of your children. Restore marriages, oh, God. Hallelujah. Restore the relationship between father and son and mother and daughter. Hallelujah. Restore the relationship between sisters and brothers. Amen. Restore relationships, oh, God. Hallelujah. Those are in ministry, oh, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, let restoration take place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, but we believe, oh God. We come believing, oh God, combining our faith this day, oh God. And we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you will move mighty, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mighty Koronoboshana Mahaya. Oh Lord, we pray for the loss of the world this day. That they, hallelujah, may come back to Christ Jesus. Amen. We pray for the loss right now around the world. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, as we pray for the loss of this world, this day, and that every man, woman, and child, oh God, from here to the farthest corners of the earth be saved. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we intercede, oh God, we use our faith believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus their Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask, hallelujah, the Lord of the harvest to bless the perfect labors across these lives this day to share the good news of the gospel in a special way, amen, so that they will listen and understand it, that they will feel it, that it will touch their hearts, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that they will rededicate their lives to Christ, amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. And Father God, we pray for our children right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we pray for their health, their strength, and their protection, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, we bless your name right now, God. Lord, we need you right now, God. We call upon your help this day, oh Lord. Fill this, your temple, as much your kind of glory as possible. Oh, Father God, let the glory of the Lord arise, Holy Father. We ask that you let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us right now, according to Isaiah 60:2. We ask your Lord to rise over each of us, hallelujah, and let your glory be seen on each of us. Everywhere we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we put on us right now the full armor of God, and we declare the crown victory right now, hallelujah, and we take the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy right now. Lord, hallelujah, let the fire come upon the cap of the enemy and consume all that's in it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we cut ourselves loose from every stronghold, soul tie, strong man, and nothing of Satan, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We settle all times with the enemy, amen. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, you have given us a power and authority that we can speak to obey and strongly establish in this earth, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we decree and declare, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we're healed, that we're delivered, that we're set free, that we're blessed, that we're favored, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that all our needs is, hallelujah, that we drink from the cup of blessing, that our well will never run dry, amen. For you are Jehovah, Jehovah, our provider. We thank you, Lord God. We pray for those who have lost a family member or loved one of us today. We pray, God, our confidence, you will comfort them. God, our hope that you will give them hope that you will all keep them on. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, it is our prayer to all be saved, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Use us, God, how you see fit, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For Father God, you know all things. And we thank you, Father God. We bless your name, God. Oh, Lord, we need you right now, Father God. We come against every curse spoken or written, hallelujah, with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, our God, we ask in Jesus' name that every curse has been sent our way. We ask, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you turn it around to bless us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, we know that all things good coming from you, God. And we thank you for your goodness right now. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we come lifting up the Manning family today. We come lifting up the Mackey family, the Jenkins family, the Washington family, the Green family, the Carter family. Hallelujah. We come lifting up our brothers and sisters. Amen. The Williams, the Wilson, the Jackson. We come lifting them up right now. The Jamesons. We come lifting them up right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. The Jordan family, oh God. Hallelujah. The Anderson family, the Adams family, the Allison family, the Allen family. We lift them up right now, hallelujah, the Black family, hallelujah, God, we live up the Gray family, hallelujah, God, right now, Lord, we ask that you move mighty concerning them and their family members and loved ones, oh God, bringing unity with us in division, oh God, bringing peace with us in, hallelujah, confusion and disagreement, oh God, let peace come and be still, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, call your children this day, oh God, open up our ears, oh God, that we may be able to hear from you, oh God, and not that of a strange voice, that we will only answer to your voice, Heavenly Father. For your Bible, the Bible says that, hallelujah, she know your voice, and we don't answer to any stranger. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, lead and guide us, oh God. Instruct us in the way that you will help us to go, Father God. And we shall be obedient and follow you, hallelujah, your direction and instruction and guidance for our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will release your war and ages to war against any spirit divine in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every hindrance spirit on the line, every spirit of confusion, doubt, disbelief, every frightened spirit, familiar spirit, spirit of corruption. We come against every spirit of distraction and destruction, spirit of oppression, depression, worry, and fear, anxiety. We come against the spirit of sickness, disease, hate, pain, discomfort, infirmity, inflammation, viruses, cancer. We come against every spirit of hallelujah, hallelujah, gossiping spirit of gluttony, spirit of mammon. We come against every spirit of bitterness, spirit of anger, spirit of defeat, spirit of the blessing. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare our faith that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we thank you for answering prayers on today. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh Lord, when you blessed, God, that we are most of all in the Lord's fire, for God, goodness and our Savior and protection. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Great and most clean heart, oh God. Oh, Father God, purify, sanctify the blood that flows to our body, oh God. Let it bring healing to every part of our body. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless the name, God. We declare in the crowd right now that we're blessed in our going out. We're blessed when we come back in. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, it's you that have blessed us, and we thank you, Lord, for your many great blessings, oh God. We thank you for the blessing that make us rich and add no sorrow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, God. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed and all we pray for today are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bless your name, God. Hallelujah. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that we prayed about on today. Every prayer that we prayed, every prayer that we have not prayed, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now. We decree and declare by faith in the blood of Jesus Christ that we are covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you and we love you. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise right where you are. Hallelujah. Knowing this God that has kept you and not yourself. Know that God remembered you on this day. Amen. And kept you here in the land of the living. Amen. We just thank you, Father God. We thank you for the new year that we can decree and declare new beginnings right now over our life and all that we love and concerned about. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to Sunday service. Happy New Year. Happy, happy New Year to all. We thank God for another opportunity that we can come this day. Amen. In this new year, the first Sunday of the new year, we welcome you. Hallelujah. With a warm welcome and the love of Christ that's in us. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome. Welcome. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. I am Tawanika.
Amen. And I'm Pastor Darce Manny. We would like to welcome every single one here. This is a brand new season.
Yes.
Hallelujah. A brand new day, but a brand new season. I don't know about y'all, but I like brand new. I like things that are new. And that's the will of God for our life, you know, to experience all things new. So welcome, welcome, welcome every single one. Welcome every single new person here at the Sunday service this afternoon. If this is your first time here in Sunday service with us, Apostle Tawanika and I, we would like to welcome you, to personally welcome you. If you would press 1 on your phone, let us know. We'll open up the line. Let us know who you are, where you're from. And if you do have any prayer, petition, this is that opportunity to bring it to Jesus. We just thank God for the opportunity, you know, first off, to be on one accord, being here in a brand new season, brand new 2022. You know, thank you. Everybody didn't make it. Let's just be honest about that. Everybody didn't make it. There were people that made it all the way to December the 31st, and something happened. They didn't make it to see January the 1st. So today is the 2nd. January the 2nd. So we're so grateful, you know, to be right here in the presence of the Lord. Being in the presence of one of y'all, each and every one of y'all is, it's just so great. Amen. And secondly, it's just so awesome, you know, for us to be able to bring things to God in prayer. Amen. Because we have the opportunity to come to God in prayer. Hallelujah. Knowing that every single thing that we pray about, God has already answered it for us, but he wants us to come.
Yes,
he wants us to come in faith. Hallelujah. So we would know. See, sometimes we say that, but we don't even realize, you know, why we say that. Because God wants you to know that whatever it is that is going on with you, whatever it is that's concerning you, he know about it, but he don't want you to hold on to it. He wants you to bring it to him in prayer. Hallelujah. So this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it, because God is good. He's so worthy to be praised. We'd like to welcome every single one here from Louisiana. Welcome every single family member and friend here from Louisiana. Welcome every single family member and friend from Texas. Hallelujah. Every single body. You know, we love y'all so much. Every single family member and friend from New York. Hallelujah. We have family members and friends, and we have ministers, you know, that come. Hallelujah. We're just so grateful. Ministers and pastors, you know, from all over. In Chicago, we have our brother Learn, Minister Learn in Chicago. He and his family, you know, God bless each and every one. God bless you, Minister Learn. God bless every single one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just want to just say welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We bless God. We bless God. Amen. This is first Sunday of the year. We're going to be having our communion. So you can grab all your elements you need to take communion on today, whether it's your cracker, your juice, or your wine and cracker. If you could grab your elements, we're going to enter in and have our communion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to have a song selection from Brother Joe Washington from New York, New York. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, Brother Joe Washington.
Good afternoon. I'm so glad to be back with y'all again. I just know God is able. I just can't say enough about God. And I can't say enough about what my nephew, Reverend Dahl, said, and Miss Wife, Miss Manning is doing. You know, y'all just keep up the good work, because God's going to straighten everything out for you. Everything's going to be all right if we just put it in God's hand. I know Jesus, he will fix it for you, 'cause I know he knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, just let the Lord have his way. I know Jesus, he will fix it for you. Oh, Jesus, he will fix it for you. Oh, I know he knows just what to do. Lord, whenever you pray, just let him have his way. Oh, Jesus, he will fix it for you. He gone on to fix it for my mother one day. Oh, I know he knows just what to do. Lord, whenever you pray, just let the Lord have his way. Oh, Jesus, he will fix it for you. He gone on to fix it for my father one day. Oh, I know he knows just what to do. Lord, whenever I pray, I just let you have your way. Oh, Jesus, he will fix it for you. He gone on to fix it for the sinner one day. Oh, I know he knows just what to do. Lord, whenever I pray, I just let the Lord have his way. Oh, Jesus, he will fix it for you. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you so very much, Uncle Joe, for blessing us, you know, with this beautiful song. Jesus, he will fix it. Hallelujah. I got so excited about the song. Yeah, I told my wife, I said, you need to mute our microphone because I'm about to break out and sing with him. Hey, man. So God bless you.
Oh, God bless you.
May God keep you.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. May God bless you and may God keep you. Amen. So we're gonna prepare ourselves for Holy Communion this afternoon. You know, this is the first Sunday of the year. First Sunday of the year, we have Holy Communion. We have Holy Communion every single morning at 10, but we also have Holy Communion at the 2 p.m. service on the first Sunday of the month, or like now it's the first Sunday of the year. So if you have your elements, hallelujah, crackers, bread, water or juice or something, let us enter into Holy Communion. Amen.
Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 and 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
My Lord, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities and all of our trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're able to enter into communion with you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Jesus, that you took our sins with you, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took this bread, your body. We take it in remembrance of you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering, how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, by your stripes, hallelujah, by your stripes, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you for loving us and touching us and healing us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took this bread, you broke it, you said, take, eat. Hallelujah. So we now take this bread in remembrance of you in faith. You may eat. Hallelujah. 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 Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Your blood is our atonement. Hallelujah. It justifies us. Your blood sanctifies us, redeems us, and cleanses and washes away all of our sins, iniquities, transgressions, trespasses. Your blood heals us. Hallelujah. But we now take this cup in remembrance of you in faith. You may drink. Hallelujah. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray with love and thanksgiving. Everybody that do agree says, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Receive it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, Lord. We thank God, At this time, we're going to have a song selection, and then we'll be back for the preach word from Pastor Dorsey. Amen, and stay with us. Hallelujah.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight, we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
your love for me,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing,
given to me,
for every valley,
Send me, I don't deserve your love.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be? Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
I stand amazed.
Come on,
say, I stand amazed.
strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Bring them to Jesus. Amen. We have come to the message part of service, and we thank God for the message that's going forth on today. So, Father God, we bless your holy name and your servant that is here to deliver your message. I present to you no other than my handsome husband, Pastor Dorsey, amen, and a man after God's own heart, a man with integrity, a man who loves like Christ, amen, the man who forgives like Christ, the man that is open and willing to pray for others, to help those in need. I present to you my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the season to be blessed. And I want to thank every single one for joining in with us, being blessed and highly favored. Thank you so very much. Apostle Tawanika Manning, my wonderful and beautiful wife, for the introduction. We thank the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we thank you for being present. We thank every single body, Apostle. I thank every single body for being here in Sunday service. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just go ahead on and get into this word. Hallelujah. We have a word from God. And I pray that it's able to reach every single one. Hallelujah. In some type of way. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to see you in your word. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for every single thought, every single word that you have given unto us, that you have preached into our hearts, that you have placed into our minds, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, Father God, that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture all on its own, for us not to add or take away from it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Unclean thoughts. Unclean spirits, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus, and we rebuke you from this place. You go right now. Hallelujah, for you're not welcome here. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we pray, and everybody says amen. Amen.
Amen.
You have your Bibles here. Have your Bibles with you. I would like for you to go with me over here to the book of Hebrews. We're going to start right here in Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, I'll read from the King James Version, and I'll read some from the NLT, the New Living Translation, just for the sake of rightly dividing the word of truth, rightly dividing up the word so we have a great understanding of what the word of God is saying to us. Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1, and we'll title this, reminded that you have a covenant with God. Reminded that you have a covenant with God. You know, this is very important for every single believer to be reminded that you have a covenant with God. Now, we understand that covenant is an agreement. This is not an agreement that you come up with. This is not something that you and God sat down together and, oh, let's work out a deal, you know, with one another. No, this is an agreement, a covenant that God had made for you to be a part of. God made a covenant, a promise to our faithful father, Abraham, hallelujah, that through Jesus Christ, his seed will be blessed. Amen. So before we get ahead of ourselves, let's go over here to Hebrews chapter 2 and verses 1. Hebrews chapter 2 and verses 1 reads here, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Hallelujah. Therefore, we should give a more earnest heed to those things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. So when I read this, this here, over in Hebrews, you know, I have to ask myself the question, well, what is it that we have let slip? Is there anything that's in your life that you may have let slip? Anything you may have let slip? Because I know that if there's something that we should know or something that we should, you know, be doing or something that we should have access to, but you let it slip, well, I know that you can be in a place of disadvantage. You can be in a place of going the wrong way. You could be in a place of you can be in danger. Hallelujah. That's just as if, you know, we got instructions to do something. Whatever instructions, let's say if these instructions is to you're on a construction site, and then here it is, the rules and the regulations are up there. You know, that you went to the orientation, and here it is. You've been taught every single thing that you need to know, and they let you loose, and you go out here, you're going to work. But here it is, over some time, you'd have forgot about, you know, what was told. You'd have forgot about some of the things. Maybe not all of the things, but you forgot about some of the things. See, if you forget about some things, especially one thing that is important, if you're out there on that construction site, you can be in a lot of harm. You can be in a lot of danger. You can even lose your life. Hallelujah. You can die prematurely. Hallelujah. So now, just like the word of God, we have the word of God right here at our fingertips. Right now, every single one that have their Bibles, your eyes is right here focused on Hebrews chapter 2, and we're getting revelation and knowledge of what the word is saying. You may be getting a different revelation of knowledge of what it is that I'm preaching right now, what it is that I'm reading, but you still are getting instructions, and these instructions is coming from the word of God. So now, consequently, if you never open up this instruction manual, or you never open up the word of God, you never place yourself in a place to read it, you can definitely let some things slip. There's some things that can slip out of your grasp. There's some things that you can slip into. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely some things that you can slip into being absent from the word of God. So now here it is. I want to ask us the question, what could we have let slip? Well, let's go over here to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. See, we have to be reminded that we have a covenant with God. See, we need to understand that, because I don't know when you were saved. I don't even know if you are saved. You know, that's between you and God. Hallelujah. But it is Apostle Tyonika and I and Minister Learn and every single body that God has equipped, you know, to bring his lost him so he can be able to love on them just like he love us. All right. That's what our job is. That's what our job. For those things that we could have let slip, knowing that you have a covenant, God, you have an agreement. What is that agreement, Pastor? Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. We'll take our time here, because I don't want to just feed it to you, give you all the answers, because even an agreement or a covenant, even I have to understand, if I was to just give you everything and you have an understanding from me, you can miss out on the covenant or the agreement or the relationship with the one that you have a relationship with. Hallelujah. It's good for you to come to church. It's good for you to come to Bible study. It is good for you to be right here and hear the word of God. But it is better for you to have that relationship with God for yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have that covenant. Amen. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10 and 9 and verses 10. It reads here, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart God has risen him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. So could it be? Hallelujah. Let's read 10 before we go. 10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confessions are made unto salvation. Could we let that slip, that we have a covenant with God? We have confessed with our mouth. See, we are believers in the body of Christ. We are saved right here. This is telling us right here. Have you let it slip that you are a part of salvation unto God, salvation unto Christ Jesus? could we have gotten so far ahead of ourselves, gotten so far away from knowing that you are saved, knowing that you are set free, knowing that you are delivered, and we can slip back into the old me. Somebody said, man, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus, man.
I can tell you that even if you are saved or if you are not saved, I can tell you that Satan walks to and fro, seeming trying to find out who it is that he can devour. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you the ones that Satan looks to devour. He looks to try to devour the ones that are not in Christ. It don't take much to devour the ones that are not in Christ. You are already on his side anyway. But the ones that who were on his side, see, yeah, every single body, you wasn't always saved. That means that you were on the opposite side of God. Hallelujah. So that means that whose side were you on? Well, that means that you were on the side with the world. You was on the side with the worldly. That means that you was already on Satan's side. So because that you were on Satan's side one time before, hallelujah, so that means that he's going to come at you even more because you are enemies. Hallelujah.
Help Lord.
Satan, hallelujah, is your enemy. Is an adversary of you. So that means that the person that you used to be before you confess Jesus Christ as being your Lord and Savior, it is Satan and his agents and everybody that lived for him to try to remind you of who you used to be and try to cause you to slip back into who you used to be so you can operate in his kingdom, being against God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
My Lord.
So what's the difference? What's the difference to me? What happened to you? Well, the thing that happened to me and the thing that happened to you is you got saved. So because you got saved, that means that you are freed. You are freed from the hooks. You were freed from the hooks of Satan. You were freed from the law. Hallelujah. Let's make sure, put a spot right there. We'll come back to the law. You was free from the law. Hallelujah. You were free from shame and guilt and condemnation. You were free from the old you. Hallelujah.
Mama.
And free to being in Christ. Let's go over here to Galatians. Galatians chapter 5. We are saved. We are redeemed. We are set free. Hallelujah. Don't let this slip away, knowing that you are saved. You are redeemed, and you are set free. See, when that old loved one comes back up and try to get you to go back to being who you used to be, going down memory lane, see, this old loved one don't have to be a person. That old loved one could be a drug addiction. That old loved one could be anger and fear and doubt. Hallelujah. Backbiting, murmuring, and complaining. See, that could have been your old loved one. It could have been a person. Hallelujah. That you were intimate with, knowing that that's not who God intended for you to be with, and you have been separated and hidden. Actually, that's what Satan does. Hallelujah. To get you to go back. To get you to remember. Remember when you did this. Remember when you did that. Or you must have forgot. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5 says that we are free. Hallelujah. We are free. Let's read Galatians 5. We'll start right here with verses 1. Now this is a letter Apostle Paul writes here to the early churches, to the new churches over here in Galatians, and not just one church. It was to the whole church of belief to let them remember that, hey, you know, you have already experienced, you have already been set free. So let's read here what it says. It says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ have made us free, and be not entangled again with the yokes of bondage. How many of us have been freed for something, and then we go right to that place being entangled into the yokes of bondage, trying to figure out how to get? Well, right here is telling you right here, you've been freed, and you went back into the yokes of, you went back into this place of yokes of bondage. You went back into captivity. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Two says, behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ profits you nothing. For I testify again of every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to the whole law. For it says, Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever you are justified by the law. You are fallen from grace. Mm. Hallelujah. Let's put a period right there. Don't you know that when you're saved, don't you know that you have the favor? See, that grace means you have the favor of God. You have the blessings of God. You have the liberty. You have the freedom of God to walk in the great love, grace, the love of God, the provisions, every single thing, that abundance, that's grace. You did nothing to earn it. Hallelujah. But here it is. You're in that place, or you're walking in it. You're living in it. You're a part of the covenant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Five says, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Hallelujah. Seven says,
Amen.
You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion come not from him that called you. Hallelujah. You were doing well, church. You were doing well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What hindered you? Who? And it didn't say what. It says who. Who hindered you? Who? I think my wife preached a message this morning talking about stronghold. Who had the stronghold over you that caused you to slip back into who you used to be, saying what you used to say, going where you used to go, talking like you used to talk, acting like you used to act, being who you used to be. And I'm trying to tell you, all of us, we just weren't no pop sinners. No, we were full-time sinners. We were full-time sinners. Let's skip over here to 18. Who have for you to go back into being a full-time sinner when that sinful man or that sinful woman have been crucified to flesh? Hallelujah. You have been baptized by water and baptized in the Holy Spirit. You are in a covenant with God. You are in a relationship with God. God made an agreement that through Christ Jesus, you are saved. Hallelujah. You are delivered and free. Apostle Paul says, walk in this liberty. Apostle Paul of all people. Hallelujah. I can imagine the type of ridicule that he got. See, we need to understand Apostle Paul, he was a persecutor of Christians. Hallelujah. That means that he was a murderer. He used to kill. Apostle Paul was a murderer. He used to kill Christians. Look, you can judge me. If you don't believe that, you need to read the word for yourself. Apostle Paul, before he was Apostle Paul, hallelujah, he persecuted Christians. Remember what in the Bible it says that the light, you know, met him there on Damascus Road? Hallelujah. And said, why do you forsake thee? So I can imagine his mind. I can imagine how difficult it would have been for him, knowing that people, that there were believers that was afraid of Apostle Paul. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
They were afraid of him. Amen. Can you imagine that? They knowing that you used to be a murderer, he knowing that he used to be a murderer of Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Well, the same thing with you. The same thing with I. The person that you used to be, there are people that remember you for who you used to be. Jesus. But God don't see you as who you used to be anymore. God sees you as who you are today. You're in Christ Jesus, hallelujah. You're baptized in the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. So that means that you are saved. Yes. You're covered with the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what could we have let slip? Hallelujah. What is it about this this salvation? Okay, we have that part. All right, so we're saved. So why is it that we're still experiencing the same thing? Why we're still going to the same, it's like a cycle. Why we still going through a cycle? It's like yesterday and tomorrow. It seems like it keep on trying to repeat itself. Because you need to understand something. You need to understand that you have been given a gift. You have been given gifts, but there is a gift that you have been given. And you have to understand that these gifts are this gift that you have been given, that you have to use these gifts. Galatians 5 and 18 says, but if we be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. So now, when I read this right here, this scripture says being led of the Spirit, I understood something. I understood that being saved, being in salvation, there were things that changed about me. There were some big changes that happened. The big changes that happened is I became a part of the promise of God. I became a part of God's covenant. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I have been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. That means that I'm no longer cursed to death. I'm no longer underneath the leadership or underneath the curse of the sin. And I'm talking about that leadership. I'm talking about when you sin, I'm not saying that, people don't sin, but what I am saying is that when you're underneath this covenant of grace, God knows that you will sin. Hallelujah. But when you're underneath this covenant of grace, hallelujah, you understand that if you be led by the Spirit, hallelujah, that means that not being led by the old self, not being cut off from the old you, not doing those things that you used to do, listening to those people that you used to listen to, hallelujah, that means that you have to be underneath a different leadership, being led by the Spirit. So that means that this part of salvation, that means it's you. You don't be condemned from it. You don't be ashamed about it. You know how, okay, Father, well, I know that I have sinned, hallelujah. I know that you know all things because you're omnipotent and you're omnipresent, but I thank God that you have given me Christ Jesus. I thank God that I'm a part of this covenant. I thank you, Lord, that you have covered me with your blood and you don't see the sin for me, and I thank you already forgiving me. You knew I was going to be here before. That's not a license for sin, but I thank you for forgiving me. I thank you that I am saved. That's maintaining a stance. That's being led by the Holy Spirit. That's knowing who you are and whose you are. That's also you knowing that you are abundantly supplied in heaven. Hallelujah. And it also, that means that you have a relationship, a right relationship with God through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, sir.
We let that slip. We've let that slip. There's so many times that we beat ourselves up, that we just condemn ourselves. God does not condemn us. Hallelujah. He does not condemn
Jesus.
Us. See, condemnation is the work of Satan. So how many times have you did something and you know that it does not line up with the will of God for your life, hallelujah, but you find yourself into shame, guilt, and condemnation? Hallelujah. That's not the work of God. We've let that slip. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what's the biggest change? We need to understand who we are. The biggest change in our lives is that in this agreement, in this covenant with God, Romans chapter 10 and verses 9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you shall believe in your heart that God has risen him from the dead, you shall be saved.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we need to understand something happened when you got saved. What happened is the first thing that you received, do anybody know it? The first thing that you received, because this is a game changer. This is what separates you from self, number one, from the old self,
mm-hmm.
and what ushers you in to the new person. You receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You
Amen.
Receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. This is the game changer.
Yeah.
See, this is what we have allowed to slip. We have allowed this to slip because we, excuse me, we have received our salvation. That means we have been saved. But here it is. We want to slip back into the performance, slip back into the law. Hallelujah. What do you mean, Pastor? You want to slip back. See, when you receive the Holy Spirit, are you using the Holy Spirit? Or are you trying to look good? Or are you trying to do right? Or are you trying to be right without using the one that have given you the faith, that have given you the utterances, that have given you the love, given you peace,
mm.
given you joy? Hallelujah. Giving you the faith,
Amen.
Meekness,
Amen.
And soundness. Are you using the Holy Spirit that has given it all to you in the first place, or are you just performing?
Jesus.
The test
Jesus.
Is, if you still find yourself being shamed and guilty and condemned about some things, you may be in that place of performance-based Christianity. You may be in that place
mm-hmm.
of worker of the law. Instead of being walking in that liberty, walking in the light of the Holy Spirit. That's a game changer.
My Lord,
my God, that's a game changer. When I realize this, and church, I want each and every one of you to realize this as well. When you realize that you have been saved, and you realize that you have the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you, then you need to realize that the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of you will enable you to do all, hallelujah, that he have called you out of darkness to do. See, the Holy Ghost, he is an unseen partner. He is the one that you invited on the inside, hallelujah, to be your Lord.
Amen.
So that means that you need to be reminding yourself about this covenant that you have with God every single day, reminding yourself that you have the Holy Ghost. Don't you know that the Holy Ghost that's living on the inside, hallelujah, protects you, delivers you, preaches to you, hallelujah, coaches you, instructs you, showing you all things. How do we do? How do we walk in that? Well, you walk in that just like every single one that receives the Holy Spirit. It's time for us not to just be little immature Christians. It's not time for us to just steal on milk. It's time for us to eat some meat. Hallelujah. Eat this word of God.
Amen.
And pray in the Holy Spirit. I prophesied over your life right now that there will be men and women that are listening to us right now that will use the gift of the Holy Spirit. Will begin to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. You will begin to use this gift of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will give you the word of knowledge. The Holy Spirit will increase you in faith. The Holy Spirit, hallelujah, have already given you the gift of healing. You'll be laying hands on the sick and they will recover. See, the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you is enabling you. See, you have a different attitude, so you need to know that you have this charisma. You have the gift of miracle and prophecy, of discerning the spirit, hallelujah. You even have the gift of interpreting tongues when you use the Holy Spirit. Remember who you are. We are the body of Christ, and Satan has no power, no authority over us. Use the Holy Spirit. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for reminding us of who we are. We thank you, Father God, for showing us that we have you. We can depend on you.
Yes, Lord.
Now, some things may have slipped, Father, but we thank you that the Holy Spirit, that even his job to bring these things back to our remembrance.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for this relationship. Hallelujah. That you will not take back. Hallelujah. No matter where we are right now, no matter where we was at yesterday, you love us no matter what. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with
thank
us
you, Lord. Thank you.
Every single day. That's your promise. You said, I will be with you even to the end of the world. And we thank you.
Yes,
we plead the blood of Christ Jesus over every single word that we heard today. We pray that it take root and manifest itself in us, and we walk in our liberty. We walk in this calling in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. There may be one today. There may be one that you don't have a covenant with God. Hallelujah. I've never prayed this prayer of salvation. But today, it's your heart desire, hallelujah, to be saved. If that's you, will you press one? This is a game changer. This is a game changer. This is you having the opportunity to walk in life, in the light of the Holy Spirit, being able to do super things. The first thing you'll be able to do, is love yourself, love one another. Hallelujah. If it's your desire to be saved, will you press one? Hallelujah. It's a game changer. While you still have time. Hallelujah. There may be one who have already entered this covenant, this agreement with God. But you find yourself in some of these areas that we prayed about today, some of these areas that we preached about today. You find yourself slipped back into the old you, slipped back into the hooks of Satan. Slip back into the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you need to know that God loves you. God loves you. This is an issue of renewing your mind. Hallelujah. To see you renew your mind. Hallelujah. Using the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will take you to the Word of God. Hallelujah. And the Word of God will remind you that everything all right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you can't get past the Apostle Talmick and I, let us pray with you and pray for you. Hallelujah. Will you press one? Will you let us pray with you and pray for you? Hallelooh.
Thank you.
You're looking for a church home. My Lord, my God, you are looking for a church home. Apostle Talmick and I, we would love to be your pastor. We would love to be your apostle. We would love to be your shepherd. Hallelujah. There's no time and no distance in spirit. So there is no time and no distance wherever you are right now. We still invite you. Whether you're on the East Coast or the West Coast. You live up north or you live down south. Hallelujah.
Jesus, my Lord.
Will you press one? We're just going to love on you with this wonderful word of God. Through the eyes of the Holy Spirit, through the lens of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. We thank God for the word that went forth on today.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We got a little echo here. Let me close off that line. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. Amen. We pray, God, we'll pour back into you, Pastor, and all that you that has been released from you, every virtue from your body. May God restore you, amen, to overflowing that you may never run dry. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to God be the glory. Amen. This time we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. If you have Cash App, you will send those over to Pastor Chantel. That's Pastor spelled out as S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. Pastor Chantel. If you need another means of sending over your tithes and offering, give us a call at 832-725-8094. And we'll tell you where you can remit those to. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, your word says that you give seed to the sower, God. So we thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us to be a blessing. Amen. Father God, you are the giver of all good things. And your word makes it clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. Amen. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. Hallelujah. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given for others, we pray that you will multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give freely and not from compulsion, for there is nothing that we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours. Heavenly Father, we thank you, and we ask that you would use us as all, hallelujah, that you use us and all we have as you will in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Brother God, we ask, oh God, as we give on today and those that give, oh God, that there will be no lack in their giving, oh God, that you will multiply their seed, and we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Our announcements for today, January 2nd, 2022. Here's the Gospel Public Ministry in Houston, Texas. We have senior pastors, Pastor Doris A. Manning, Apostle Talanika Manning. Hallelujah. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Please join us on Mondays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. On Tuesday, beginning on January 11th, we will start reading the Bible from Genesis to Revelation until we finish. So join us every Tuesday starting January 11th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, as we set our goal to read the entire Bible together. Hallelujah. So join us, 7 p.m. next Tuesday at 7 p.m., January 11th. Amen. On Wednesday nights, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line. Amen. And on Saturdays at 12 noon Central Standard Time, we have our Saturday school. So join us here on our church line for Saturday school at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. Sundays, we still have our two services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time here at 845-277-9213. And we'd like to wish everyone that is celebrating their birthday in the month of January a happy, blessed, prosperous, favored by God birthday. We want to lift up our sister Kate. Hallelujah. Happy birthday, Pastor Manny. Happy birthday to our sister. Amen. She said her birthday on yesterday, January 1st, Tiana Manny. Amen. I was just waiting for my husband to say something. Can you hear me?
Hallelujah.
Pastor Manny. Amen. And then we have our daughter, Corey. She celebrates her birthday as well in this month of January. Hallelujah. I'll be celebrating my birthday this month as well in the month of January. Mm-hmm. Amen. And anyone else that's here on the line, if you're celebrating a birthday this month, press 1. We want to wish you a happy birthday. We want to pray for you and pray with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, may God continue to bless you with a beautiful a favorite birthday. May God bless you with long life, good life, amen, good health and strength. Hallelujah, may there be no lack, amen. Hallelujah, the goodness of the Lord operating through and about our lives, amen. Glory to God, may God bless our latter days greater than our beginnings, amen. We pray that God, when he bless us, he will bless us. When he multiply, that he will multiply us with goodness and favor, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for those who are also celebrating, God bless you. God bless you, God keep you, amen. And those who are celebrating the wedding anniversary in the month of January, hallelujah, Pastor Manny and myself, we are celebrating our anniversary this month, January 26th. Amen. We thank God. We pray God will continue to bless your union as well. May God increase the love, hallelujah, the patience. May the favor of the Lord be upon you, amen, and your marriage, amen. I pray that God will bless us as well with a long life together, amen, a healthy life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. That does conclude our announcements for today, January 2nd, 2022. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Amen. I just thank God for the word on today. Hallelujah. Remember, you have a covenant with God. Hallelujah. 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 Bring it back to remembrance. Hallelujah. Of who you are in Christ. Amen. We bless you here at the Gospel Public Ministry, Pastor Dorsey Manning and myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, the Minister Lauren Green. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people in a safe place. Amen. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Manny?
Amen, amen. I pray that the word of God today was able to reach every single heart. Hallelujah. I pray that we remember that we do have a covenant with God. But most of all, yeah, I pray that we realize that we got the Holy Spirit, the game changer in your life. Hallelujah. He is the game changer. Hallelujah. If you don't remember anything else, remember that you got the Holy Spirit, and he is the game changer in your life. Maybe we should start speaking to God in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Now, maybe God will speak. That brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, to make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen. Again, hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Happy, happy, happy new year to every single one. We thank God that we're able to start this year out right. Hallelujah. That's how we started out, with the Holy
Amen.
Spirit. Amen. Apostle
yes,
Talonika and I, we love you. We love you so much. Never more than God can love you. Hallelujah. Remember that Satan is already defeated and Jesus Christ is Lord. Enjoy the rest of
Amen.
Your Sunday in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I want to see look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
One time,
one time,
ooh, I just wanna hear him say, away. till I see ya.
One time.
One. You gave me my gift, gon' have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that on a great day that I went.